It's Divas That Care Radio, stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
Hello and welcome to the Limitless Coach Success Podcast. I am your host, Sabine Matharu, and I am thrilled to embark on this journey with you as a dedicated coach, course creator, and consultant myself. I've had the pleasure of serving incredible women over the decade through my flagship program, Limitless Coach Success Formula. Now, with this podcast, I am excited to extend that support to a broader audience. We will explore strategies for unlocking your full potential, navigating the challenges of entrepreneurship, and achieving the success you envision. Now, this podcast is a dialogue, and it is a space where we can learn from each other, share insights, celebrate victories, both big and small. And that's the reason why I have a guest expert with me today. I'm super, super excited to be introducing Jimmy and Cannon today. And he is going to talk about voice projection because he's a public speaking coach. He is an expert when it comes to helping women project their voices, get out of their own way and articulate. And to me, this was really, really interesting when I met Jimmy because it's something that is so dear to my heart as well. And by the way, if you're an entrepreneur and you're here and you're just starting, it's absolutely perfect. If you're already in your business and you're kind of stuck and you want to get to the next level, this is perfect for you as well. And don't forget, if you check my podcast homepage, which I will link to this podcast, there are a range of free resources you can download. And of course, we're going to also share some resources from Jimmy. So Jimmy, huge welcome to today's session. Please just say a few words as to, you know, what is it that you do exactly and how can you help the listeners today?
Sabine, hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here. And we've spoken a couple of times before, and it's always great to speak to you. And we always get into a bit of a conversation about entrepreneurship and etc.
Yeah, very deep conversation.
Too deep sometimes, yeah. And so it's a pleasure to be here. So I help people find the confidence to communicate. That's through the power of their voice. I found that I started off as a voice coach thinking that I'd be helping very confident people be even more confident and project their voice even more, even further, if you like. What's happened is that people come to me with a feeling that their voice isn't cutting through. So that might be in a meeting, might be in a restaurant, might be socially, at work, with friends. Could be any environment. Generally speaking, what I've found is that there's an underlying situation going on. There's some anxiety, there's maybe a lack of confidence, lack of self-worth, maybe imposter syndrome, maybe, or there's a very strong link between imposter syndrome and perfectionism, for instance. There's a lot of stuff going on. So having done my master's in voice pedagogy, and because I felt that I wanted to, I've been a singer for most of my life, so I've transferred the techniques of singing and acting my voice, and actually sustaining and maintaining my voice for longer, into speaking and into helping people speak with confidence. That's the main thing. So what I've noticed when I was doing my master's was that my clients that were coming to me were also. The majority of them were suffering from performance anxiety or some kind of social anxiety. So social anxiety is a sort of an umbrella, if you like, of other subgenres, if you like, of anxiety. So there's public speaking anxiety, performance anxiety, and other areas of social anxiety as well. So I focus on performance anxiety and public speaking. So these are, and again, I could talk about this for ages. So there's, you know, there's symptoms, there's three areas of public speaking anxiety that normally exists, and to be able to diagnose if you have that or not. We can talk about that if you like a little bit later on or not. It can
Yeah,
be a
that would
little
be
bit
great. Yeah,
too deep.
I guess it's a question like, yeah, who has public speaking anxiety? I mean, I know I have some, because every time I step on a stage, just physically on a physical stage, like online, yes, it's not room, but I guess there's always that little voice whenever we become visible as entrepreneurs, that we either talk ourselves out of the game and say, well, no, don't do this, it's not safe to do. Or when we do this, then we have this chatter in our heads, like, oh, what will other people think? Is this good enough? Am I good enough? So that for me will be a really interesting conversation.
Yep, absolutely. So that little voice is that's a really, really great metaphor for describing exactly what's going on. So it's the fusion between your cognitive mind and your thoughts, really. And how you feel. So there's a physiological response, there's a psychological response, and there's a behavioral response to feeling that little voice in the head. The little voice can be saying, can just be, can literally be saying to you, you know, you're going to mess up, you're going to forget the words, you're going to freeze, you're going to forget what you were saying, you're going to get distracted by the person with the sandwiches, you know, walking in the background, and then you're going to lose your place. You're going to get asked. I'm working with a barrister at the moment, and he was talking about the judge interrupting and asking questions. So that's something that he's worried about. There's all of the going on. As a singer, I'm always worried about that there's somebody maybe who's a better singer than me in the audience, and they're sitting there, you know, you know, the face of judgment just is there on everybody's faces. The reality is that most people are thinking about what time they've got to pick up the kids or what they're going to cook for dinner, how, you know, whatever, all the stuff that they've got to do, their shopping list of life. Right. You know, that's what they're thinking about. That most people aren't analyzing to a pedantic level what you're saying. And so to realize that you don't need to be perfect, you can come off script, you don't need to worry too much about the outcome. The answer, I mean, there's lots of techniques and tactics and tips that I can share, but the answer is, there's lots of answers, but how long have we got? You know, preparation, working towards your values is really, really important. So with when I work with my clients, I studied acceptance and commitment therapy. So that's to do with committed action towards your values. So knowing what your values are is incredibly important, because that's going to give you purpose to speak up and to do what you do. So for instance, if your value is you want to be respected, you want to be loved by your family, you want to love your family, you're doing this because you want to, you know, you're getting up at a meeting, you're going to go to this networking event, you're going to talk to the boss, you're going to broach that toxic person in the office and have that conversation, because your values are that you wish to be accepted, you wish to be respected in your workplace, for instance, then that's worth doing. That's worth having that conversation. And that's really actually very, very important, that when I'm working with people, mainly women, actually, just the way it's gone. And I think that's probably one of the reasons that you and I are speaking now, is that they are experiencing this, you know, toxic, maybe toxic is a strong, too strong word, perhaps, a volatile, you know, environment within the workplace, and they're not being heard. And yeah. So that's what I'm striving to help people do, is to be heard in a sea of volatility,
yeah,
if you like.
And I guess I'm thinking, so how does that relate to entrepreneurship? I think it's very much the same when we, you know, are speaking up, when we are doing videos, workshops, masterclasses, or even delivering things inside of our coaching practices. we can feel exactly the same way, that perhaps, you know, we find ourselves in a distracting environment, in an environment where we feel, what would you say? I didn't say toxic. It's not as bad as that.
Volatile. Yeah,
the
but it can
volatile.
be. Yeah,
Okay.
yeah.
Because even I'm thinking, you know, you and me, we know this. We lead also group sessions, and you know, some people are not so comfortable doing that because you, like you as a singer, you think there's maybe a better singer out there. And you know, as you are leading groups, perhaps if you think in that way, you know, what are people thinking? Are they, you know, are they enjoying the session? Are they listening? Because sometimes you might go on social media doing a live stream or something, or we don't get any comments. Oh no, people don't want what I have, right? So it's the same sort of a very similar notion as to like, oh, I don't think I'm being heard. But the reality is we women into our power, and we need to project our voices and I guess dip into our values and become our authentic self to then be able to speak up without fear. And without fear of judgment, and maybe even take imperfect action.
Yes, I think that's a really key point. I love that. That's great. Imperfect action. So be willing to be uncomfortable. To be willing to put yourself in situations where you know that you're going to be embarrassed. Maybe you know that you're going to be slightly judged. You know that you're going to feel uncomfortable.
But you might not be. It's maybe just something you're telling your head. This is your monkey, my monkey talking. Because it may not be the reality. This is the thing. Yeah. Quite often we tell ourselves all these stories which aren't actually true.
Yeah. It absolutely right. So firstly, I think the first step is you're absolutely right. Is to be willing to be uncomfortable. And you know, for instance, maybe go to that networking event. Maybe go to that party. Maybe, you know, think about how you could improve how you feel about yourself as well as other people, how they perceive you. I think that's the other thing as well. If as soon as you can you understand that you're by working on your values, what's important to you, then other people's perception really diminishes. So the anxiety therefore diminishes, and so you're doing something for a purpose. You're speaking at an event, speaking up at a meeting, speaking in a social situation for that reason. So the first step is to be willing to put yourself in a slightly uncomfortable. I'm not expecting people to suddenly do a stand-up show or something like that, you know. But I mean, actually, that was one of my a couple of years ago. One of my clients. One of the questions I ask is, if you weren't being, which is a list question, if you weren't being judged and you weren't being awarded or praised for what you would do, what would you do? And this is one of the questions that I, when I'm working with my clients, that I ask, and then we establish what's important to them in relation to those questions and the answers. And one his answer was, I want to be a stand-up comedian. Now, for me, as a performer, as a singer, and I've spent 30 years performing on stage, doing stand-up would just be an absolute nightmare. I mean, I'd absolutely would cringe. I mean, I can't think of anything worse. And I've done live TV and all sorts of things. But doing stand-up is actually on my, because I think I'm hilarious. My wife completely disagrees with that, so I'm not sure that's a great idea. So that was really interesting, and the great news is that from somebody who was socially awkward, not me but my client, to do that and have achieved that is for me is absolutely outstanding achievement for him to do. The important thing to understand also is that the anxiety itself, you will never get rid of the anxiety. And I can strongly say that within research, whether you're somebody who believes in cognitive behavioral therapy, rational framing therapy, acceptance and commitment therapy, also any type of behavioral therapy or NLP or healing or you will never get rid of the anxiety. Everybody would agree, academics would agree on that, but you can manage it. You can manage the anxiety, and that's based on with what I use, acceptance and commitment therapy, is based on your values and committed action towards those values. Sorry to rant on here, but my approach is more of a holistic approach. It's about helping people to manage their anxiety, but also the quality of their voice. So we mentioned at the beginning, projecting their voice. So finding a way to an example would be, again, sorry to keep going about my clients, but the one of my clients is she explained this. This is a brilliant way to explain how I think how people are struggling with that sort of inner voice. In her mind, she's a lecturer, and she in her mind, there's a theater, there's a party going on, there's a lot of passion, there's a lot of information that she wants to deliver, and it sounds amazing in her head, but when it comes out of her voice, it's a completely different environment. So the feedback that she's had is that her voice is a bit monotone. It's not really cutting through. It doesn't have the engagement. It's not dynamic. So that's what we've been working on. But the interesting thing is that she's actually your. It's perfectly. I could teach you in 20 minutes how to project your voice, and it's really about using the breath and resonance. So once you've got that technique down, it's really about here, and it's about connecting this to this.
Connecting your brain or mind, is it
Well,
mindset?
connect a mindset really, and connecting, allowing the flow and the freedom of what's in here to come to without any judgment, to just to speak and have flow in what you're saying without worrying about other people's perception. So in for her in here, everything is really clear, is really engaged and really passionate, and it's really dynamic and it's fireworks going on. But when she speaks, it's like that.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. I get it. I noticed myself as well when I'm on doing a workshop or something like this. Obviously, can be very much rehearsed, but in those moments when you drop into your heart and you just add a little story or just kind of reflect on what you're actually teaching, it just goes to that next level. It's just like people get goosebumps. And they can feel it, isn't it? That's where we want to be.
It's where you want to be, and it's called flow state, and it crosses the bridge from speaking communication to the arts. So I've been a singer and a musician most of my life, and it's that state where you're in completely a neutral area, and you're not distracted. You're just focused purely in the moment. So part of the therapy that I give and deliver is mindset and a present moment exercises, mindfulness. So really practicing being in the moment. So right now I'm in the moment, but I could be easily distracted by maybe my dog coming up, which he does occasionally. And don't worry, he's in the house. But if he comes up and he's looking at the window, I'm not going to be concentrating on what I'm saying. So I'm now thinking. I've just said twice, which is a terrible thing as a voice coach to say because it's filler words. So I'm now conscious of being even more conscious of being conscious of that I'm being using filler words. But what the hell? It doesn't matter. I want to be myself. I want to be authentic to my
Exactly.
audience, and I think
We're
that's
all
really important.
humans, and I
Yeah.
think we forget this so much that we want to be so perfect that we actually stand in our own way to get out, to
Yes, very
share
good.
our vision, to share because we don't think, oh, it's not good enough, or who am I, right? All these things are going around in everyone's head, I think in everyone's head. And you already said it so nicely that, well, people are not going to overanalyze you and how you're saying this, and I would be conscious of my own accent, right? I'm not a native speaker, but I'm starting this off nowadays, right?
Sorry to interrupt. How about that? That's how are you? What's been your experience with not being a native English speaker and getting into the society and culturally, and what's experience for you?
I've had not a no bad experiences as such. I think I just sometimes I'm frustrated because I can't find the words or I don't understand all the language, all the words that you know, people making jokes and that kind of thing. But I don't let it affect me. I think I had to become more and more confident around myself and not let this and just say, sometimes I have to say, oh, sorry, I find the words, or I need to ask you, I didn't understand what you meant, or what does that word mean? I'm just asking now. I just had to get used to it. And it was fine.
And have you had a had a reaction of negative reaction when you asked?
No, never.
No.
I've never had any negative reaction. Which is great, because you think maybe I'm gonna get a negative reaction. It feels embarrassing to having to ask. And this could even happen to native speakers. It doesn't matter. You don't know, you know, in a context or in a conversation, or maybe at work when you're supposed to do a project, or as an entrepreneur when you just don't know the answer to a problem, you know, we may not want to, because we may feel stupid and embarrassed. And I think you just need to get over it and say, you know what? I'm telling my kids all the time, if you don't ask, you're not going to get.
Absolutely. It stems from school, doesn't it? It stems from that, you know, am I going to feel stupid by putting my hand up and asking a question? And, you know, that's been like that for hundreds of years. And it hasn't changed.
Absolutely. And I work with women who think they're not good looking enough to get on camera and things like that. And I say, look, there are coaches out there and consultants, therapists who have made it big online and are, you know, really not good looking. Like,
look at me, for instance.
Don't worry. As you said, it comes back to the fact that, you know, you are quite a good looking chap. For those who are listening in, you know, his voice is so smooth and he's also good looking. So, it comes back to the same observation, you know, that we just need to step out and take imperfect action, because that's better than holding yourself back and talking yourself out of the game.
Yeah, I love that. I haven't heard that phrase before. Imperfect, that's the takeaway for today. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good. I love that.
Well, with that, we can conclude our today's podcast episode. I think we had a really good conversation. I mean, we could just talk for hours. And I think, Jimmy, you probably have social media where people can find you. Maybe they can see a few snippets of you, you know, doing your thing. And if people want to reach out, just let them know where is the best place to go. And of course, we'll link everything under this video and under the podcast as well.
Wonderful. Well, my website is jimmycannon.com. And actually, I've forgotten what my YouTube is. I won't look for it now, it'll take ages, but it's Jimmy Cannon, I think, Jimmy Cannon Public Speaking Coach, voice coach, possibly. I keep changing it, but I can't decide who I am.
Yeah, this just goes to show, I think we all are always on a journey, and I think we must not be embarrassed about it, you know. This is where we are in our fullest authenticity as well, where we are tapping into our values, and you continuously, you know, swapping and changing slightly, and just giving ourselves that nudge to be closer to, you know, I don't know if you can say full alignment, but, you know, whether there's ever this perfect balance, but we're nudging, and we're continuously working on this. And I think this one thing that we're not standing still.
Yes, very, very good. Yeah, very interesting. Yeah. I think we could talk about this a lot more.
We'll probably have to do some more things. Thank you so much for being a superb guest in today's session. And yeah, don't forget, just check below links. There's a couple of links from Jimmy and myself as well for all the juicy resources for your next level in entrepreneurship. So thank you so much, Jimmy.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.